WrestleTalk.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio, boo.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake!
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
It was right here in this room my father taught me. He said, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hey, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
Your internet slow. Did you disable cookies?
Omega.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Mace.
Why so serious?
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Did you know I'm utterly insane?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, baby.
I'm coming home.
I never felt so strong, and I'm back,
I'm
baby.
I'm feeling like there's nothing I can't try.
Nothing.
And if you with me, put your hands high.
Yeah, I've been lost in life before. Hey. This one's
for you. Me, put your hands high.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Once again, it is an episode of the show where only half the hosts that are in the intro bother to show the fuck up. But I am one of them. I am Omega, the all-end-all of this little network. The other one in the intro is Mace.
I am indeed.
You are indeed.
Yes, and call me indeed.
Indeed.
Yes, what do you want?
No, I'm saying indeed. I'm not actually trying to get you.
Okay, fine.
Indeed.
What?
No, stop saying that.
All right. Do we have anyone else here? Because I know the producer's not really here. He's in. I don't give a shit. I look football.
No, but he is coaching us to impersonate Tanaki. Hi, Spug.
Indeed.
Yes, quite.
You're welcome. Guess who's back?
Batista.
And I didn't just come to visit. I'm coming for an extended stay.
Oh. You signed a new contract.
Because I need something to do with my Sunday nights. And what better thing to do than bug you people?
I see no issue with this. At least he's not Canadian.
It's the nicest thing you could say about him.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can say the other good thing. Hey, Spug, tell us about your weekend.
Oh, that's better served for later in the program.
So still to come, story time with Spug.
Dude, there is honestly a story behind that, and quite frankly, like, I really don't care if the dude or anybody that he knows is listening. Because it was highly, highly unprofessional how he did business.
Ooh, sounds like Spug has a book of matches and is ready to burn a bridge.
I've been burning that bridge all day. to be quite honest with you.
Well, before we get into our topics for tonight, I have one question for Omega. What do you expect when you get a big box from Japan and you open it up and the first thing you see is a bag from Mandarake?
A bag from Mandarake?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, I've never actually gotten a bag from Mandarake.
Okay. Would you believe a box full of WCW wrestling figures?
Okay. For those playing at home, Mandarake is a Japanese toy store that I frequent very often and, in fact, introduce Mace to, and the fact that he has brought up a bag from them was just a complete throw-off for what the fuck did you get?
I got a box of WCW wrestling figures from Mandarake. Or more specifically, a friend of mine got me a box full of wrestling figures from Mandarake. Because he found them and they were cheap as hell in the store.
I wonder why.
I have no idea, because these things are rare as hell.
Did Japan even get WCW?
Yeah.
It's weird to say, but I don't know.
Well, I don't know whether they got actual Nitro and Thunder, but I know that they got the wrestlers over there from time to time. But yes, I shall have to show you a photo of random goodies that I got.
Indeed.
Yes.
No. We need to change your name.
Indeed.
I think we should change his name to Snugglepuss.
No.
I can't call you Snugglepuss?
Not in public.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry.
Gentlemen, it's the WTR year in review. Since basically everything was filmed in advance and not really that discussable because, you know, it's coming up on the holidays and everything's on neutral, we get to talk the entire year worth of wrestling and pick all of our favorites.
Yay.
So we're giving out pretend awards for things that really don't mean much to people.
Right.
Woo! Lazy show!
I give best titty award to Nettie Neidhart.
So that would make it what,
oh, right.
5 years
in a row?
Oh, right.
We don't have to reserve that anymore.
But she's been the consecutive holder of that award for the last 5 years.
No, I think we're supposed to run down this list and actually kind of, you know, debate this.
Okay.
This is going to be amusing because how many times are we actually going to agree?
I think that's the whole idea here. All right, so, well, first I read through the whole thing to make sure I don't repeat myself as I pick these things. So, as our first category is the tag team of the year. I think we will start the discussion with Snugglepuss.
I hate you guys. Oh, I can see that going on the recap. I hate you, Spug. I really do. Why the fuck did I say it was good for you to come back? But yes, tag team of the year. Besides going the obvious joke that we usually use of Natty's titties, I'm actually going to give this to the Usos. Now, while everybody goes, what the fuck, and waits for their brain to click over, I shall explain why.
Please do.
What other tag team has had more airtime at more high-profile matches than the Usos this year without getting the straps.
Right.
And to actually put on entertaining matches.
That caveat in there.
Yeah.
Because I had an answer, and then you went without the straps, and I went, oh, there went my answer.
So basically, who has had the most attempts to get a tag match, to get a tag championship and failed?
They haven't really had that much of, like, even tag title shots.
I wouldn't vote for the Usos.
I'll give them enough credit. I mean, they stepped their game up huge this year.
Yeah, I'm with you on giving them credit, but my tag team of the year would go to Kane and Daniel Bryan.
Elaborate.
Of course my internet cuts out for a minute. But yeah, I would go with Daniel Bryan and Kane. That's my tag team of the year. Because quite honestly, like, that was the hottest angle for a while. Coming out of last winter, going into the spring, it was funny and fun. It was a shame that they had to break him up. Sad.
Everyone had to move on. Brian went top card and Kane went corporate.
And from what I've been hearing, he's been wrestling in the suit.
Has he?
At least that's the report that's come from the live house shows or something, that possibly he's been wrestling in the suit.
That's awesome.
I thought he was just coming in normal attire. Like normal gear.
Yeah. Well, that sucks.
Yes, thank you, Rock. Because they did mention that he's not wearing the mask, though he is wearing his normal ring attire.
He should come out in his normal gear just with a tie.
red mask, tight singlet, tie.
Bright green, just to throw everybody off.
Bright green. Hey, it would have been the perfect festive time. God.
Yeah, it would have. All right, anyway, back on topic.
Back on topic, yes, please.
On this show, never.
I mean, I went Daniel Bryan King. Yeah. He went the Usos. What about you? What say you, Madam Poor Woman?
What? Oh, it's going to be one of the... Oh, God. That doesn't compute.
It looks like something you'd see on the independent scene.
I know!
Wow, that doesn't look right. He should
but
be
anyway.
Trashbag wrestlers.
Welcome to CZW.
All right, Omega, tag team of the year. Go for it.
Let's see. I'm reading over the other ones we have to discuss just to make sure I don't actually... easy one, but I'm going to go with the Shield. You talk about the Usos having so many big profile matches. A lot of them were with the Shield. You know, that was their big quest for a long time, was to actually be the ones to defeat them. You know, they got Slammy's out their ass for this, for all these things, but it's three guys coming in, an incredibly gelled unit, incredibly good tag team work. You know, it's this level of psychology we haven't seen to a tag team in a long time, whether it's 2-on-2, 3-on-3, whatever. And really some of the biggest potential stars that they've had in a long time coming up in the same group and as one united force. It's been a commanding year for them. And one of them is still a champion since he never actually defends the damn belt.
Shh. Don't remind them, or else they might actually make him defend it.
30-day. Having a 30-day limit.
That ran away. Doesn't exist anymore.
That's the kind of rule that would come up right when it's the most convenient for a storyline. And someone goes, he hasn't defended in like 70 days.
Oops, that's because we were too busy thinking about the champion of champions world heavyweight mega super ultra title.
The champion of all the worlds.
Yeah. Sure, why not? So do we have to like yell and scream at each other until we pick one out of our things, or is it just individual awards?
It was not clarified to me, so fuck it.
Awesome. Individual awards it is, because we're actually allowed to have our own opinions.
The producer Hooray! Wants us to yell and scream.
Ah! Ah! They're yelling and screaming done. Let's move on.
Female of the year, not female anatomy. Given that award, female of the year.
There's only one person that could go to.
Okay, if anyone says Eva Marie, you're dead to me.
I was going to go Oksana.
You're almost dead to me.
No,
you're severely crippled to him.
He's not quite dead yet.
I mean, honestly, are you going to give that to anybody but AJ Lee?
No.
No.
Why the fuck would you? Woman single-handedly carrying the entire division right now.
Right. Let's move on.
Okay. Rock's pointing out that Mickie James had a good run in TNA in 2013. Hands up
on this show.
Yeah, hands up people on this panel who watches TNA.
I would agree that she had a good 2013. The thing is, though, AJ Lee was the most memorable women's wrestler of the year.
Not to mention she's just that damn good. Yeah, I'm sorry, Rock. I know you're trying to pitch in for TNA here, but the last time I saw a TNA knockout was when a Food Network chef married one.
Yeah, he's not going to chime in no matter how much you go to him. Football's still on. It's not even his team playing. This is just Rock being lazy.
No, the Eagles are playing tonight.
Yeah. All right, anyway. AJ wins Female of the Year, like everybody expects should happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the Balor Twins, thank you, WWE.
God damn. It's fucking rigged.
Warrior should have won.
Female of the Year, Warrior.
Sure, why not? He bitches enough like a woman.
You never know, it's Warrior. He might think he was a woman at one point.
That's scary.
What do you think the tassels were about? And the Tina Turner hair.
I could just say 80s, but no, that makes too much sense.
Comeback of the year?
Gold Dust.
Yeah.
Rock, you need more. I think we need a few more here.
Because we all agree, Gold Dust.
This is going to be a short show.
I have no problems with that.
God I think you have to give it to Gold Dust just for the age and just how unexpected it was.
The dude's what, in his mid-40s, and he's pulling off a Code Red and a Hurricane Rana like it's nothing.
44, thanks to the miracle of DDP yoga.
Yeah, no shit.
You know what? Fuck it. Comeback of the year, DDP, because everyone he puts into yoga is a fucking Terminator.
Yeah, even Jake Roberts is back wrestling. And he got Scott Hall healthy. So yeah, I'll change my vote. Come back and eat a DDP. Oh God, it's like you just think for you sort of stop and think how many people are using DDP yoga that are in the wrestling business.
I know.
How many of them are starting to have careers again? It's like, wow.
Chris Jericho swears by the stuff. He comes back anytime he wants. He doesn't show a sign of ring rust. Plus, he goes on tour with Fozzy. Plus, his radio show. Plus, his internet show.
It's good stuff. It really is. I enjoy it.
Oh, my God.
So DDP yoga is the one thing that Chris Jericho didn't invent?
No, he did not invent it.
Or did Jericho invent DDP, hence now we have DDP yoga?
There you go.
He might have invented DDP.
I saw the obligatory posts during this Christmas season of Chris Jericho invented Christmas.
Yeah, so who else would we even have? Like, is there even another candidate you could name for comeback of the year?
I don't know, man. I really don't.
In all honesty, yeah, I'd have to go with like Goldust's. There's really nobody who could be, really.
Yeah, like you look at it, you're like, well, who could it be? We have all these names. No, you really don't, because there's nobody that did the things that he did. You know, hey, he came back, won the tag titles. They're having a fantastic feud right now with the Shield and others. I mean, you could throw John Cena out there.
Yes, throw him out, please.
For the triceps injury and coming back, but that's about it.
I think the only other one who came back was Mark Henry, and he's barely back. And RVD's WWE return, which...
But I was going to ask you the other day, when I was going to call you and be like, what happened to RVD?
He was on the Jericho schedule now.
Oh, is he? I didn't know what they were. I didn't know what they were doing with him.
Yeah, he kind of works in segments. I think they're expecting him back in time for Mania.
Is he gonna show up at the Rumble?
Don't know.
All right. Well, fair enough.
Pissed me off. I wanted him to win that world title while I was still around.
Why?
Because if he did, he'd be the only guy to ever wear every major championship the WWE has ever had.
Was he European champion?
Uh-huh.
Was he light heavyweight champion?
That's not a major title. You know that.
Was he hardcore champion?
Uh-huh.
Well, all right then.
The fanboy in me wanted that mark on history, okay?
I said okay then.
Ah.
I was going to let you have it.
Rock wants us to argue.
Brock, so we can't argue. You know why? Because we're three. We're like a hydra. We have the three of the same mind.
No, no, no. I do not have the same asshole as you. Refuse to believe it.
I said same mind. And I said like a hydra.
Hydras don't. Like. Hydras have three minds, dude.
Three heads.
Three heads.
Mm-hmm. We're all one and the same. Just shut up and go with it.
I miss giving you shit. No, we are not a human centipede, Rock.
Snugglepuss is the middle. Fuck off, both of you.
Fucking wrong, both of you.
No, no. I get to be the head. I don't segment. Take. No. I'm at the front because I don't take shit from anyone. It's time for a break.
So you want Snugglepuss permanently attached to your taint?
If it means you're attached to his, yes. Time for a commercial break.
Hooray!
I'm sure our sponsors love us right now.
What sponsors? We're a piddly little podcast on the internet. We don't have fucking sponsors.
All right, stay tuned, everyone. WTR coming right back after this commercial. More fake awards that we will not be handing out to any actual people. Stay tuned. Red-headed step time. We are the born bad nomad. Turn it up and get wild. We are the stones that keep rolling. We are the sweetest thing you're welcome in the leap before the morning. We are the crazy ones. The mavericks, the dreamers, the forgotten.
Interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once.
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
In case you missed it, this is what happens when CB Radio throws a party.
You guys ready?
So we got 21 of these for Will, or there's
are we going to do the 21 shots for him?
21 gun salute.
So you guys ready to go? Over, I'll be giving myself a 21 wink salute.
So didn't need to hear that.
No, I'm feeling good. I'm good. Okay, note to self, don't shake head. Quick, let's get these shots going.
So at what point are we betting at what shot each just falls out?
I'm not going to fall out. You also have to remember, I'm Irish.
Barely have 78 years.
I got three more shots left. So...
No, your 21 should just be one big shot. Just gulp it.
19, 20, okay. And 21.
Triple shot.
Wait. So you want me to quadruple shot it because of the fucking good luck shot?
21. No, that's quadruple.
Quadruple shot it. Oh my god. That was a lot of fucking alcohol. I made it to the 20... fucking one gun salute with the one for good luck.
How many people did I get wasted tonight?
Oh, there comes my God.
There's your horse, Your Honor.
Only turn 20 once, pal.
Keep in mind, Will, this is all for you.
Well, Jabber almost fell down his steps, so...
Only the landing. I got down all the steps you see, but the landing confused me. Because it has that turn.
This is how we party on TV radio.
Whoa.
Sick. What did I just hear?
That was Jobber. Hey. Rob, that was Jobber who just threw
that,
that was Jobber.
Oh. Even worse.
Ew, the Bonder looks disgusting.
Whether you're a badass, a godfather, or something in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas. Live, midnight Eastern Time, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Amazing Kong, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, where it is the best of the 2003 wrestling world, because our opinion is the only one that matters.
Go Dallas! No? Okay, fine. No. No reaction from Rock whatsoever. All good.
There is no getting attention from Rock right now.
Let's move on, because this show's boring.
God. All right, guys, next up on the docket list, announcer of the year.
JBL. Informative and entertaining. And he gives Michael Cole a lot of shit.
Spug.
Best announcer?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Hugo from the Spanish announce table. Cause that's the only dude that is like still there from my childhood.
Wow. Not to the Spanish announcer's table.
I'm being serious, too. Like, the one dude, Hugo, he's still, like, he was there. I remember him announcing WrestleMania 7.
No, I dig it. Equality. That works. That said, I'm agreeing with Mace.
I am too. I just wanted to, you know, throw some love to the Spanish announce table.
Is no one going to defend Taz and Mike Tenay?
Why?
The Botchamania fodder?
Nah. I don't think Botchamania fodder is a good sort of measuring stick for good commentary.
Okay, apparently Spug has given Best Announcer Award to someone who hasn't worked there for 2 years.
Cool.
Whatever.
I don't know if that says anything about Spug's memory or his opinion of the other announcers.
He was just trying to be funny. Anyway.
I'm trying to be funny. You don't have to be so serious all the time, Rock. Go fuck yourself.
Dick. For someone God. Who's too busy to join in on the show, he really is taking time to correct us a lot.
He's a cock mangler. What do you expect?
All right, so out of all the events that we have watched this year, which has probably been quite a few, which one did we like the most and want to give some sort of magical award to that doesn't really exist?
Pay-per-view of the year would go to WrestleMania 29.
Okay.
Now that I read this, it doesn't actually specify if this was actually an event or like a pay-per-view.
This is the memory test. How much of the year do we remember?
Oh, God. After the weekend I've had, I'm lucky I remember what day it is.
It's Friday.
Why did I tell, oh, what did I tell you about get down getting on that Friday. Many hookers at once?
It's none of your business, Bug.
I warned you about getting that many hookers at once.
None. I had the cash. You know what? I thought I could handle it. You're right.
I would say pay-per-view of the year, WrestleMania 29, closely followed by TLC a couple weeks ago.
I actually give it to SummerSlam.
Wasn't that big of a SummerSlam fan.
Just sort of going by the card, it was actually really well built, and they actually made a pay-per-view which for the last few years has been on a big decline, and just, you know, we were screaming, you know, this used to be one of your big five pay-per-views, it doesn't feel like it anymore. All of a sudden, bang, it feels like the big event of the summer it's supposed to be.
You're right, I'm wrong, Mace. God damn it, that came out right. Wrong. Fuck you.
I was just giving my reasoning. I was not arguing with you, sir. If you believe WrestleMania 29 is good, then by all means, enjoy your Cena versus Rock 2.0s.
Oh, that was beautiful.
You shut up, nerd boy. Go play with your robots.
I'm playing with my robots right now.
Fuck me.
No, I'm playing with my robots right now. Guys, he tells me to play with my robots, and he tells me to fuck him, and I don't know what to do anymore. Jeez.
Now I'm working on one of my miniatures, and I just broke the head off of it.
Uh-huh.
Kind of awesome. I'm good like that.
Time to break up.
Rock, I don't have the fuck pony.
If anybody would, though, it'd be Omega.
No, it wouldn't. God, are you kidding me? At what point do you think I have any interest in having my own one-man donkey show? Yeah, I get it. Fuck you, too. I don't know. For me, WrestleMania 29 is kind of the default, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I hate to go with kind of a stock answer on it, but it's fucking WrestleMania. I mean, I do give credit. I mean, they succeeded in, you know, you talk about SummerSlam going back to being that big event it's supposed to be. You know, I'll credit TLC for actually making itself an enormous event when usually it's just a gimmick pay-per-view. But I kind of have to go with Mania on this one.
I'm all alone. There's no one here beside me.
What?
Forever alone.
He's singing now.
Next award, get to it.
Storyline/feud of the year.
Heyman and Punk.
Yeah.
Heyman and Punk. That quick.
It's either that or I'm going to get, like, Heyman and Punk or Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton. Like, that whole Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton, Triple H from July to October.
Sorry, we have two chats going on right now, and one of our friends just exploded in one of them.
Oh? What happened?
Now Kane Kittens is going Daniel Bryaning right now. I assume something good happened. Yeah, I guess I guess it does have to be Heyman and Punk, just because. God, I'm a Heyman mark to begin with, but he was on fire this year. Like, I didn't care
I think that's the only thing that didn't happen to Heyman this year was being set on fire.
He didn't feud with Kane. Not yet, anyway. But no, like, anytime he was on screen this year, it was going to be good, whether it's just watching his expressions in the background or putting on promos that way more people should be paying attention to and learning from.
That volcano firmer.
Just him and the kendo stick screaming at Punk.
Mind you, he did have the weakest ladder shot of the year, though.
Yeah, he did.
When he betrayed Punk, that was weak as fuck.
For that, your argument's invalid, sir.
Give him some credit. He tried.
Yeah.
He's a Jew from New York. Do you really expect him to be that strong?
He's from EC. He invented ECW. I expect him to know how to swing a ladder.
Technically, he didn't invent ECW. He just took it over and when it folded and copied somebody else's idea.
Well, it wasn't Eastern Championship Wrestling, okay?
You don't see Todd Gordon managing any ex-UFC stars anymore.
Is that what this is going to turn into? Look, I like Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton. I think that was a better storyline.
All right. There's nothing wrong with your opinion, even if it's wrong. Okay, so if we're going down the line now, that's not a fake award. That's an actual, like, topic.
Oh.
Yeah, we we sort of ran out of the awards, and now we're on to the other part, which requires Sounders, that Rock's not going to bother considering that the football's going on.
This would be the roundtable. Anthony Dancy roundtable. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
You are not helping, Rock. The opposite of help right now.
So what do we get to discuss tonight?
Tonight we have two roundtables. The number one being, what will be the biggest story in 2014?
The retirement of The Undertaker.
It's finally come to that.
I think so.
See, I'd probably say Hulk Hogan headlines WrestleMania 30 until I realized not a fuck would be given by all, which sort of defeats the purpose.
You know, the funny thing, though, is, like, if he headlined Mania 30, I would be all for it.
Like, so would I.
If tomorrow they announced WrestleMania 30, the match is going to be John Cena versus Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 30. I would pre-order that fucker tomorrow. I'm not even lying.
No, I actually agree with you. For a big event like WrestleMania 30, Hogan versus Cena, and Cena could actually carry Hogan. Wait, was that praise for Cena coming from me? What the fuck is going on?
Oh my god, no. No, no. Come on back, Grinch. Shrink your heart three sizes again.
But it's sad but true. I'd be like Spug if they announced Cena versus Hogan at WrestleMania 30. I'd be putting down the money.
I don't know. Hogan and Rock had something, yeah, it just really, like, that needs to be, like, that needs to be his defining Mania moment. That needs to be the final moment of all. It's just, I don't want to see him in a match again. It's just kind of...
Here's the thing. If Hogan and Cena were to be booked as the headliner for Mania, right? I would be stoked, and I would purchase it to see it for the simple fact that that's not only going to be a defining moment and match, but think about it. The two biggest baby faces in the last 30 years in one ring together.
He still has someone who's more popular than The Rock, and they already did it.
Yeah, I was about to say, now you turn it into a triple threat.
No,
dude, Cena, Rock, and Hogan? That sounds appealing, and what the... Who's putting these fucking words in my mouth?
Look, Rock wasn't a bigger babyface than Rock. Cena's a far bigger babyface than Rock is, or Austin was. For the longest time, when you would talk about Rock and Austin, especially in the Attitude Era and the early 2000s, they always had that little bit of an edge to them. There was always that slight edge. John Cena is white meat babyface through and through, just like Hulk Hogan was.
But he doesn't have the charisma that Hulk Hogan did to carry it. Hulk Hogan was loved by everyone. You would still see him getting those mixed reactions. You still see him getting that love-hate thing from every crowd he's in front of.
Yes, I do, but I disagree. I think I think the world of Cena. I really do. I've gained a whole new respect for that man. So,
anyway, biggest story in 2014.
Like I said, Undertaker retiring.
Yeah, I'm pretty much at that point as well. It's like, it'd be the one that would make everybody sort of stand up and go, wow, era has truly ended.
I'm trying to foresee the future here, and all I'm coming up with is like the ritualistic suicide of Zack Ryder.
No. Biggest story of 2014. Dolph Ziggler wins world title.
Cause that'll happen.
It's the saddest thing. If there was a world, if there was still a heavyweight championship and a WWE championship, I'd say yes. But it's not happening now.
He keeps digging his own grave, man.
I know. Dude has, like, all the talent it would ever take to be on top. He can pull the crowd in. He's got a good look to him. He can wrestle. He can work the mic. And he has all the tools. He just...
Needs to install that filter between brain and mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's be fair. Jack Swagger cost him most of his run. Because it was supposed to be a much longer run than it was. They were building up a pool of opponents for him. And then nothing happened because he got injured.
Well, can't blame Jack Swagger for it.
Sure I can. Jack Swagger threw the kick. Jack Swagger gave him the concussion. It's not just my personal hatred of Jack Swagger.
Whatever you say, Brett.
there's your match. There's your team. Jack Swagger, Randy Orton, and Bill Goldberg. It's a God, legacy.
No.
Chris Nowinski gets work for years.
Anyway, considering we've butchered that topic to death, what's the other one that we're going to butcher and put on the window?
This would be the round table. Anthony Dancing Round Table with no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no
watch
intro.
Watch your fucking dun, dun, football. Dun, 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 dun. Watch your damn game, Rock.
Oh, God. So, what legend will have the biggest impact in 2014?
Well, since you fuckers already had all your big moments with legends in them.
Now, here's the thing. Mine doesn't actually involve a quote-unquote legend. But it would probably be, I'd say Goldberg comes back for one last run.
Legend.
With quotation marks. here's the thing, when I got this question, I looked at it and I sort of went back over what we said last week, how guys like, CM Punk and John Cena and that are considered the veterans in the locker room now. Most of the guys that we consider legends or are in the Hall of Fame, a lot of them either aren't known by fans or are just known to the real hardcore of us. So I don't even, and I think we're getting to the point where most of the guys from like the 80s wouldn't be able to come back. They're really getting on in years, even if they all did DDP yoga. Like, yeah, Jake's back wrestling, but the dude isn't moving. I saw the snake well move quicker than he does.
The snake did move faster than he did.
Yeah. So then you'd probably go, then you'd have to go to the guys who would be considered quote unquote legends, which would be your guys from the 90s. Which unfortunately is your guys like Goldberg, The Rock, Brock Lesnar, Booker T. Because they're the guys that are able to come back and still have an impact.
Well, they don't necessarily have to have an impact in the ring in order to have an impact. I mean, arguably, you could say it'd be, you know, Savage getting inducted in the Hall of Fame.
So what you're saying is they don't even need to be alive to have an impact. Or did you just say that and I wasn't paying attention?
I'm saying that, well, the general
no,
statement
I heard the
is
Savage
they don't...
bit.
Yeah, the general statement is they don't necessarily have to get in the ring in order to actually have an impact.
Yeah, I was saying they don't have to be alive to have an impact. See, I would...
Warrior goes in the Hall of Fame.
You know what's sad, Mace? I could see it.
Yeah, could I. As Omega's been saying very vocally over the last few Hall of Fames, they're really scraping that bottom of the barrel.
I
swear to God, let's induct 8 people a year. Yeah, that'll maintain. Like, they're just going to have to wait for people to fucking retire. They're just going to be... You know, you wait 10 years down the line, they'll be inducting guys that have got there 2 years ago.
And we welcome you back to the 2025 WWE Hall of Fame, and introducing this year's Rookie of the Year into the Hall of Fame. The guy who made his debut yesterday.
I mean, it really is getting that bad, though.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was making this point years ago, and it's only becoming more true. Pacing. It's called pacing.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Okay, yeah, if I have to pick anything, yeah, I'd probably say probably Hogan's return to the WWE, if only because it sounds like they want to do something for Mania. The question is, will Hogan even be able to pass the fitness test? Will a WWE... We know a TNA doctor will clear him to wrestle. A TNA doctor cleared Jeff Hardy against Sting.
Yeah, but just remember, a WWE doctor has cleared Rey Mysterio to wrestle.
Okay, point.
I want you to stop and think about that for just a second. Think about that statement. A WWE doctor, or a TNA doctor, cleared Jeff Hardy to wrestle against Sting. Doesn't give me much faith for for TNA.
You want to talk impact in 2014? Jeff Jarrett just abandoned them,
right?
An impact for 2014. Jeff Hardy returns to WWE
because everyone in Florida is unemployed.
Because Jeff Hardy pretty much quit the company.
It's kind of an angle.
God damn it, I was hoping to retire from wrestling.
Sorry, AJ's real. Hardy's just an angle.
Here you go. You want to talk about Impact of 2014, Outsiders reunite in WWE.
This is the thing. Kevin Nash can't wrestle either.
Never said they'd wrestle.
Okay, well, then what do you put All the Spence. Outsiders together for? Oh.
Outsiders reunite to go into the Hall of Fame.
That could, I would, that, yes. But here's the other, here's where else I'm going with that. WWE is trying to rebuild the tag team division. By hook or by crook, they're trying to rebuild the tag division. And, you know, they brought in Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards to do the American Pitbulls bit down there to see if that sticks. They got a bunch, and Chris Hero was just telling me yesterday that they're really trying to do the tag team thing in NXT with a lot of guys. They want to try to get the tag team division to build back up. What better way than you already have the New Age Outlaws there, and you have, then you have the Outsiders reunite. Two of the most influential tag teams in the last 20 years.
Put them into ring together. I don't care if Scott Hall's drunk or Kevin Nash blows both quads. I'd still pay money.
I can just see Mace right now going, shut up and take my money.
Pretty much. Outlaws versus Outsiders. Hell yeah.
I could see it. It wouldn't. I don't think it would be that bad because I think those guys would be able to take care of each other.
And for some reason, while you're going through all that, I'm like, okay, so where's Waltman? Does he get hired as a road agent or something?
I didn't see the NWO. Waltman already works for the company.
No, I don't think so. Not from what I can recall. Maybe Mr. I'm Watching Football is currently the commercial could probably tell us. Or Omega goes to Wikipedia.
Return to WWE 2011 to present. Say, in early March 2013, Waltman signed a WWE Legends contract. So, yeah. That's pretty much it. He's got a Legends contract, but he's not actually a road agent or anything.
The point being, you don't need Waltman there. If you did Outlaws versus the Outsiders. I mean, how often was that match talked about amongst you know marks and smart marks and fans alike? You know, oh my God, Outsiders versus New Age Outlaws. Who would win?
Monday Night Wars.
That would be a really good, you know, good match to see.
They can't do the match because Kevin Nash can't get cleared to wrestle.
Once again, Rey Mysterio has been cleared to wrestle.
No. This was a blood test issue. That's what happened. That's what happened with the whole Triple H Kevin Nash angle, the whole takeover thing. You know, this was supposed back when he was like the first became the COO, and you had People Power coming. You know, Laurinaitis trying to take over. You had someone letting Miz and R-Truth back in the arena all the time to sabotage everything. This is where Kevin Nash was supposed to play in. And it was supposed to lead to a match.
Ah. Well then, never mind.
Oh, Nash did that. How did he get cleared? So I thought they pulled the drag chute on that one. God. Fucking Rock, now I have to check Wikipedia for everything.
Boy, do we sound credible tonight.
When?
Right? Here, I'll throw out a topic for y'all. Biggest disappointment of 2013.
We'll get there right after this commercial break.
And Spug is blocked. So, yeah, as the host who's actually in the intro has said, we're going to break.
Stay so tuned. Mace, he's in the fucking intro.
Biggest disappointment of the year is in our topic list, and we will get to it in the next segment right after this.
Popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's been.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To a shocking moment... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various coworkers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rock.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Ow.
don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
And welcome back. Once again, it is WTR Sunday night. It is the best of 2013. We are going through the list for all the best moments and everything that our producer is making us talk about, because there are no other topics this week.
Unless we want to talk Batista. Totally. See, I talk UFC with Spug, but he hasn't seen it yet. And I don't want to spoil anything. I'm actually being nice to Spug.
He hasn't heard anything?
I heard. I heard about it on the ride home from Indiana last night. I have seen it yet.
Oh, goody. Yeah, because seeing it's the best part.
Oh.
I've seen the... All right, I think that... I've seen pictures. I have seen pictures. I want to see the fight. And the one fight I really want to see is the Rousey-Misha Tate fight.
Oh. That was good.
Because I read an article on the fight this morning in where Rousey wouldn't shake Tate's hand after the fight.
Yeah. She did explain why during the press fight, though.
Yeah, during the press conference, she explained why. And I was like, that sounds like a valid reason.
But still, for anyone who says that women can't fight in the UFC, I'd point to this match and go, watch this.
See Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, pretty much. But as for the main event, I've got two words for Anderson Silva.
Retire Sid Vicious. Now?
No, Sid Vicious.
That's what I was thinking when I heard about that.
See, I saw the
picture. It was trending on Twitter!
Dude, you know what the messed up thing about that is? Is we're driving home from Indiana. I start hitting Twitter and Facebook to see what the results are, because I can't get shit to load on my tablet. So we were going to watch it on the car at home. I can't get stuff to load on my tablet. So I just start, you know, trying to hit Facebook and whatnot, see if I can find results. And I heard about Silva, and then I saw the picture, and I went, oh my God, he needs to retire tomorrow.
Spug.
Oh, I'm not watching that GIF. Oh my God, I'm not watching that GIF.
You're watching the GIF.
No, I clicked it off the second I saw what it was. I have no stomach for that kind of shit.
Really?
None.
Huh.
I'm not that kind. Like, I'm the type that you describe it or you make me visualize it. I mentally visualize it and just...
You get queasy. If I were to start to describe to you the process of how they removed a kidney stone one time.
No.
You get a little queasy.
You'd be doing the show alone.
Fair enough.
So, do we actually want to talk Batista at all?
Why?
I think we pretty much covered it last week, didn't we?
He has a promo now, though.
Yay.
Really?
Does he still sound like a retarded monkey that's escaped from the zoo?
Well, yeah.
Well, then I don't give a shit.
It's Batista.
Oh! Oh!
I think the gift just loaded.
Is it the ankle? Oh! Ew! Gross!
Actually, it's not. It's actually the top of the shin, the lower part of the shin bone, but anyway. Anyway, let's get to some year
best
end.
Best moment of the year.
Silver's like break. No, wait.
Oh, I'd throw that in there. That's going to make my best moment of the year.
The Zach Gowen of UFC.
Hey, I was on the show with him last night. That's no joke. He was on the card.
Wow.
He's a pretty cool dude.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, moment of the year wrestling-wise.
Wrestling-wise.
I'm going to have to give it to AJ Lee and her Total Divas pipe bomb.
Yeah, I'm trying to think now. Because that was good. It was really good. Yeah, what did WWE... I'm trying to remember what won the Slammy for this. And no help,
wasn't
fuck
that
you
the
all.
Rock concert? Wasn't that the Rock concert one?
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Yeah, the Rock concert won Moment of the Year.
AJ, yeah. Ever since then, she has been half of the Divas division, and I'm convinced she does not need the other half to get it over.
Wrestling moment of the year. Shawn Michaels super kick on Daniel Bryan.
Ooh.
Mind you, Rock brings up a pretty good honorable mention. Brock destroying Hunter's office.
That's a good one.
Brock can't load YouTube.
Oh.
I really did not like that computer.
No. No, I didn't. Yes, Hunter's office, which I'm sure is really that small.
It might be.
He's got like the corner office in Stanford. So
anyway,
we agree AJ is like the best thing ever.
Yeah, he's pretty close.
God. I kind of hate to admit it, but I'm starting to get over the Trish Stratus thing.
You're updating to the newer model.
It's the geek edge she has. Okay.
I get off on the Converse.
Okay, if one day she walked out with, like, an Optimus Prime figure or something, your mind would just fucking explode.
Never stop fapping.
I can hear Omega from here, just... Be like, yep. AJ must have come out with a transformer. She'd come out holding Unicron, and you just hear Omega's dick.
Did WWE Transformers, the Divas title transforms into AJ Lee.
You know, what the Wyatt debut Rock mentions is not a bad one either. The Shield.
Wait, Shield was 2012. See, the Wyatt's, right. I like the Wyatt's debut, but the only thing that hurts it, it took so fucking long to happen.
Yeah, they kept pulling.
Yeah, they kept pulling promo. I think all of us were watching Raw and just going, just debut them already, for fuck's sake.
Right. They kept delay. Oh, here they are. And for some reason, the debut is the only time when they actually got the lighting and actual camera work right on that opening.
Quite.
This is what happens on this network. Lindsay notices the fashion. I notice the cinematography.
So what those Spud and I notice?
Titties.
Wrestling. What about Hunter's pedigree on Daniel Bryan?
Which one?
You've got some depressing moments of the year, man.
The first one at SummerSlam.
Moment of the year when Daniel Bryan got fucked over for the fourth time. Best moment of the year when Daniel Bryan got fucked over for the seventh time.
All right, douchebag.
Well, considering we're on the topic, let's skip straight to biggest disappointment of the year. Omega?
Daniel Bryan did.
We'll come back to it. We'll come back to the other one. No, honestly, I see what they're going. See, the thing is, I'm disappointed that Daniel Bryan wasn't given a run with a belt, but at the same time, I see what they were going for.
Right. I do too.
Since they really needed a monster heel in the WWE, so I hate for it to come at the cost of his popularity, but it's what they needed.
I really don't think that his popularity's waned at all, though.
Oh, no, and I don't mean it that way. I mean that it's the popularity was intentionally used just for the sake of getting Randy Orton over as a heel, whereas they didn't actually capitalize on what the fans were asking for.
Right. All right. Now I gotcha.
So that's a disappointment. Honestly, if I'm going to make a biggest disappointment, it's got to be Ziggler.
That was of his own doing.
Well, not necessarily, because the comments he made that first got him in trouble could have easily been spun into the storyline. Like, they could have just said he was in character at the time, because that's the whole thing. It was kind of, you know, it's disappointing because, as I said already, he's got the tools. He has everything they need, and he's a very young star to actually have those tools in him already. It's the kind of star they need to build up so they have a future, so they don't have to keep relying on Orton and Cena. You know, because they're not going to be around that much longer compared to how long they've already been there. You know, we've been saying it for years. They need younger stars. They need people that they can build up and lean on for the next 10 years. Ziggler had that potential, and they punished him to prove what a big dick they have. They could have hand-waved it away. They could have worked it into storyline. They could have actually spared his career, and they chose not to. They chose to make an example out of him. And now we are one potential top carder short.
Interesting. I'm actually going to go somebody different. That's going to be one that makes you go, huh?
Please do.
Curtis Axel.
That's not actually a huh. I'm actually, I can see that.
You know, the dude has ability. He needs a bit more time to get his mic work right. And they finally gave him the gimmick that we were expecting. And yet, you know, his most notable thing that anybody ever notices is the amount of nipple ripping gifts that we can get on WrestlingWithTex.com. Like, the guy had so much potential, and yet he's the blandest thing since white bread. Which is very disappointing, because I would have liked to have seen the gimmick take off and make something of it. And it's just near the end of the run with, you know, the run with Heyman near the end, especially when they introduced Ryback into the mix, it just pushed Curtis into the shadows, and he stayed there for the entire time. And it's not... It's disappointing. Genuine disappointment.
Yeah, I can see that. Because he was given a lot.
Yeah, he was given Heyman, he was given the IC belt, he was given a legacy-style name.
Well, essentially, you know, they took McGillicuddy and they gave him back his heritage. You know, in a WWE that kind of loves to tout their, you know, multi-generation stars, they actually have, you know, they have a huge one in that, and they just now actually started getting to that. And it goes nowhere. Also, the friend of the network, King Kittens, is probably crying somewhere right now.
And why would that be? Could it be because of this?
Gee, I wonder how the results happened on the football.
So they lost.
A-T-L-E-S Eagles!
By 2 points. The Eagles won by 2 points.
So what? 2 points is a win, isn't it?
Yeah,
for
a win is a win.
Did they beat the spread?
No, they didn't. Because the Eagles were favored by 6.5 points.
Well, then it's not a win. Anyway.
Eagles make it to the playoffs, and the Cowboys, well, they're crying at home. All right, I'm going back to being silent now.
Sir. traffic in 10 minutes. Weather in 15.
Hell, we ended CB Radio talking about the weather. So anyway, it's all covered right here on Wild Talk Radio Network.
Oy vey.
That's my line.
I'm stealing it just like you guys steal mine, so fuck off. Do we want to wait for Spug to get back, or do we want to just continue on without him?
I have no idea how long he's going to take.
Cool, let's continue on. So who was breaking out this year? I'm not talking in pimples.
New Jack. Wait. Wrong breakout. Guys, see, we can't do the Shield. That's 2012, barely. This one I actually do give to the Wyatts.
Yeah, I agree with you there. From debut to possibly main eventing the next WrestleMania, they've done quite well.
Oh my god, that rumor.
Which we will address soon enough.
How? Oh my god. Yeah, we'll get into that. But no, they've had a very powerful rise. you know, and coming in with something another thing WWE is sorely needed, which is some massive variety and character. Now, it is not just one of those gimmicks where, you know, they're this Manson type cult that looked like they just crawled out of the Ozarks. You know, they could have easily been just the Deliverance style rednecks and just called it a day, but instead they are creepy, they are mysterious, and they are hard to figure out, and that's very different than what WWE has done in a long time. Like, I compare this to angles like Mankind, where it's hard to know where they're coming from or where they're going.
Very true. Now, we've also had the nomination of Big E in the chat room by King Kittens. I initially was going to give it to Big E, but then I thought, no, 2014 is going to be the year of Big E Langston. We've only just started to see that guy and what he can do. Whereas the Wyatts, unfortunate to say, we're starting to see how much they can do. that's the only thing that disappoints me. Like, the Wyatts have had such a quick rise in that company. I think we're starting to see the best that they have to offer, which is not going to bode well for the longevity of the group. Unless they add to the group and start taking them into even weirder directions.
Which you could easily do.
True. But then again, this is WWE.
But at the same time, this is not something we would expect to see at WWE. Like, honestly, when it comes to the Wyatts, I expect something I don't expect.
True. I don't know. What happens next? The Wyatts eat Daniel Bryan? I don't know.
People.
Totally.
They ate the gobbledygooker for Christmas.
About fucking time.
Hector Guerrero, no!
So, Spug, now that you've returned, what is your biggest disappointment of the year, and who is your breakout star of the year?
Biggest disappointment of the year was Daniel Bryan not getting a run with the title. Breakout star of the year is... oh boy, that's a good question. I think my breakout star of the year would have to be Daniel Bryan. Because I don't think anybody's had a bigger impact this year than he has. And I understand he was established in a star before this year, but again, you know, he was the man this year.
Perfectly valid.
Yep.
God damn it, so we're agreeing now. Shit.
Yeah, I know. This is what happens when we don't, like, do these shows together that often. So we're down to two. So what is your match of the year?
Hold on.
Fucking skipping ahead now.
You're skipping ahead, dude. Format.
Fuck you.
No.
Fuck you and your format.
Format. Right now.
Go watch the football game. Shut up.
It's over.
I think we need a little question and answer time.
It's now time for this week's edition of Bye.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Or some.
No! 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 No!
So, Buy or Sell this week returns with Batista will be WWE Champion in 2014. Mace, buy or sell?
Sell. Fuck that noise.
don't want it to happen?
I don't want another part-timer holding the fucking belt.
Spug.
Bye. It'll happen.
Omega.
Bye. Yes. The report is his contract is actually a last run type thing. This might be going as long as 2 years, so it's not exactly a part-time thing. And hey, he's working house shows, Rock.
Buyers.
Hatred for the Rock still.
It still exists, apparently.
I know, man. I still find it funny.
Buy or sell Bray Wyatt main events WrestleMania 30 against John Cena. Omega.
Sell. I understand Wyatts are a big deal right now, but no. The main event spot's so coveted, you don't give it to someone who's in their first year. Even if he technically isn't in his first year. But no one remembers Husky.
No, there are plenty of people that remember Husky. Spug.
I'll sell it. I'm not a fan of that decision either. I don't think that's something that you do, especially when you have individuals who could headline your biggest show of the year with John Cena, and make it mean something, especially when it's the 30th anniversary of WrestleMania.
Mace.
Sell, because fuck that noise and what Spug said.
Buyer, sell the fact that TNA Wrestling will be sold in 2014, Mace.
Buy.
Apparently, Spug's now Mace.
Yeah, you never go to me first. You went to Mace first twice and then Omega.
I was saving, my turn. I was saving you for the last one.
Okay, then.
So stop jumping the gun.
I retract my answer. Well, don't be a part-time producer.
Oh, I've been a full-time producer. Now I'm part-time host. Mace.
Well, just like The Rock, you only show up when you want to.
Exactly.
TNA sold in 2014. Sell. Not actually going to happen.
Spug.
Buy.
All right, who buys them?
Either ROH will buy him out, or WWE will buy him out.
Omega.
Or they'll...
Go ahead.
Or I could foresee them folding outright, which would be even more amazing.
Omega.
Sell, because I don't think they're going to find a buyer.
And finally, buy or sell... Jeff Jarrett will start his own company in 2014, Smug.
Ooh.
And I quote...
I'll say yes. I'll buy that. I'll buy that.
Omega...
Now, is it necessarily a wrestling company, or can he go into real estate, or...
Whatever you choose. Was thinking wrestling, but if you want to think he's going into real estate or something, by all means, Jeff Jarrett can sell you a house.
It just says...
It's a wrestling show.
It just says company.
It's a wrestling show, Omega. Play along.
Do not tell me how to direct this. You abandoned us for most of this show.
I was busy. What do you want from me?
I'm captain of the goddamn boat tonight.
Ding.
Someone answer the fucking door.
Pizza's here.
Where's my phone going off? I'm sorry.
We know.
In the cell at this, he tried it once before, didn't work out. I'm pretty sure he's done for a while.
Okay, Captain. Now you can take back over. I did my part. Unless you want me to continue,
I will allow you to pilot.
Okay.
All right. Get your wings at the end of the flight.
Sweet. All right. Superstar of the year, guys.
Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan.
That's three.
This was Daniel Bryan's year.
Okay.
Rise of the Goat.
Besides Daniel Bryan.
No, I'm going to follow
along.
Don't go changing the fucking format on us this late in the game.
I've been changing the format as we've been going. Honorable mentions, then.
We're not fucking Roddy Piper.
Honorable mentions for Superstar of the Year.
AJ.
Randy Orton.
AJ.
Alright, why AJ?
I said it. She single-handedly carried the whole fucking division.
Now, why Randy Orton?
Because he's Randy fucking Orton.
Clearly the word fuck means that we are serious.
So Randy's fucking...
No, I mean... It's been him and Daniel Bryan all year. Like, that's... You know that's going to be your main event player. Mm-hmm. And he has that... I've never been a big Randy Orton fan. I really haven't. But he has that charisma and that body language and that draw factor that made him so popular as a babyface back. But he's using it, you know. It almost feels like Legend Killer again.
I can see that. Alright, and then finally, match of the year.
SummerSlam, Bryan versus Cena.
Mm-hmm.
Who fucking said that? Fucking. Too much Cena praise going on out of my mouth. What the fuck? I have to get some haterade. But the SummerSlam match between Cena and Bryan, the build-up for that was excellent. The match itself was excellent, besides the cashing in bullshit at the end. It actually got me to care about a John Cena title match for the first time in many years. That definitely says something in my book. You got me to hate somebody you got me to like somebody I hate. Damn you, WWE!
I've got two in my head.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are they?
Well, Cena Bryan is one. Rhodes and Shield is the other.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, well, I'll give this... Both are very emotionally charged matches, and while one is technically better, the other one is far more surprising.
Now, Omega, weren't you campaigning for that Cesaro-Sami Zayn match a while back?
I could again.
No?
Because that match was fucking awesome.
So that's a runner-up, not the match, but a runner-up?
Yeah, I'll give it a runner-up. More people need to see that match.
Okay, so there you go, I suppose.
How Zayn is not dead after the uppercut he took, oh my. If I have to pick one, I probably would pick Cena and Bryan.
No love for Punk and Brock at SummerSlam?
I have two. Well,
okay.
Punk, Undertaker, WrestleMania 29, and Orton and Daniel Bryan from Hell in a Cell.
Hmm.
those are good matches.
Because, well, they're not, you know, Orton and Daniel Bryan with Shawn Michaels as the guest referee just kind of carried that whole, it had an emotional factor to it that not many matches this year.
It was some good. It was good storytelling.
Yeah, and that's what they're really getting back to, and I appreciate that. The other thing, though, like Undertaker, Punk, you had Paul Bearer's death involved. You had the promo, like the psychology and the storytelling of those matches to the fans was phenomenal.
I would agree. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The year enders for these guys right here on WTR. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Well, everyone's allowed to have an opinion, but they think theirs is better than anyone else's.
Think?
Or is it you guys know your opinions are better?
I've reached a point where if you want to disagree with me, by all means, please do. I just don't care anymore.
Speaking of disagreeing, that leads to a great debate.
Welcome to this week's great debate.
Oh my God! Wait a minute! It's Paul Bearer! It's Paul Bearer! And that's gotta be Kane! That's gotta be Kane!
And I am the new millennium for the World Wrestling Federation.
Well, for those of you who don't know me, I am Chris Jericho, your new hero, your party host, and most importantly, the most charismatic showman to ever enter your living rooms via a television screen.
If this is who we think it is, and we have every reason to believe that this is the human being that has been stalking The Undertaker's wife.
Now, step into the ring with us for this week's great debate.
And this week's great debate goes as follows. Hulk Hogan's WCW 1993 debut against the debut of Goldberg in WCW Mace.
Hogan. Great big fanfare, a big parade down the middle of the Disney MGM Grand. And the whole concert, they turned it into this gigantic deal, which it was. So, compared to Goldberg, who came out, feared Hugh Morris, Jackhammer, that's one. There wasn't much to it. Hogan, based on fanfare alone.
Alright, Spog, you're up.
Now, are we talking Hogan's actual wrestling debut or the press conference where he signed the contract and did it at MGM Grand?
His WCW debut.
Then Goldberg.
Okay.
Because if we're talking about the press conference where he had the parade at the MGM and all that stuff, then yeah, Hogan. But Goldberg's debut far more impressive. Because he didn't speak, he didn't talk, he came out to the ring, he snorted the smoke, he hit the finish, it was over. And you were and as a fan, as a young fan, when I saw that, I went, holy shit, that dude is awesome. I have to see that again. When Hogan debuted with WCW in 93, it was, oh, Hogan is not in the WWF anymore. It was just him moving companies. It wasn't groundbreaking or earth-shattering until the formation of the NWO.
There you go. All right, Omega. It's on you.
Hogan. The trick to Bill Goldberg is, while, yeah, he has an impressive single debut, it is still a rather uneventful one. Yeah, he came out and decimated Hugh Morris, but that at that point, who hadn't decimated Hugh Morris? It wasn't exactly a triumphant victory over the odds. It was WCW's, you know, development talent putting someone else over, and Goldberg just happened to do it very handily. Goldberg's debut was actually over the course of a few months, as you figured out, oh my god, this guy is going to be the wrecking ball of the company. It took a long damn time before you realized, oh, this is where they're going. He's supposed to be this unstoppable juggernaut. Okay. Whereas Hogan, yeah, there's this huge fanfare. And it really is, like, yeah, it really picked up when the NWO was formed, but it was still the flagship of the WWF jumping to another company. I mean, it'd be like if today John Cena went over to another wrestling company. When someone is that established, when someone is that big a star, when someone has had that much attention on them for so long in one place, to suddenly go somewhere else, that's a huge deal.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm rewatching Goldberg's debut now after what Spug was saying. Oh my god, Goldberg botched a friggin' arm lock.
I'm not with... Dude, he wasn't...
WCW Power Play.
Goldberg botched...
I didn't say he was a great technical wrestler.
I know, sir, but I'm rewatching this, and I'm like, the fuck, this is botchamania stuff.
Here's the thing. You guys are both including the fanfare with the press conference. That's not the debut. The debut happened after that.
The wrestling debut, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I asked, are we talking about the press conference, or are we talking about his wrestling debut?
But ultimately, it's the human, it's the personality. I mean, Eric Bischoff had a huge debut in WWE, but I'm not giving it all the way until his little wrestling match, his little fake match happened months and months after that to actually say that was his debut.
And the thing with Hogan in 93 wasn't the flagship of the company anymore. He hadn't been for a while. They had already begun to transition away with Yokozuna and Bret Hart. That was at the time of the steroids trial. You know, that Hogan wasn't the flagship anymore. I got outvoted, but that's just my opinion.
I'm just wondering, does anybody know who was Hulk Hogan's first opponent in WCW?
Big Bubba Rogers, I believe.
Boss Man, wasn't it?
Yeah, Boss Man, Big Bubba Rogers. Yeah. It happened at the Mall of America, I believe.
So no, it was the one on the first Nitro.
I believe. I could be wrong.
Hogan's first opponent?
It may have been.
No, I thought he debuted at a pay-per-view.
Did he?
Yeah, Bash at the Beach.
Alright, that was Bash at the Beach. I thought it was... Oh, that's right. No, it was Ric Flair then. It was Ric Flair.
His first opponent was Ric Flair.
That's right.
Because he went over Ric Flair for the title.
That's right. That was a whole big contract signing, yeah. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Took a minute. We got there. We actually had a debate during the Great Debate. How about that?
Oh my god.
What a concept. Up next, Dusty Rhodes' WWE debut against the debut of the Outsiders in WCW. Omega.
Who the fuck books this shit?
Me, why?
Because you're doing it like... I have issue with the booking.
Well, you weren't here for the beginning of it. So I gave the list to everyone and they approved. So go ahead, man.
Yeah, this is hold on. Just to clarify, Dusty's is his 1990 debut against Akeem, the American Dream?
Yes.
The debut of the polka dots?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Omega.
Yeah, Outsiders. It was the start of something huge. It was people that... It was another... jumping ship in the middle of the Monday Night Wars, and it was a different type of debut. It was them doing something much that looked more realistic. It worked.
All right, Spug.
The Outsiders, duh.
Need a little bit more than duh.
Fucking duh.
Yeah, fucking duh.
And that's two words. Okay, Mace. Give me more.
You have the debut of The Outsiders, which went on to become one of the most influential angles in professional wrestling at the time, and it sparked an entire generation of wrestling fans. You had Dusty Rhodes, who showed up in WWE in polka dots. And technically, he had been there a decade earlier when he wrestled superstar Billy Graham in Madison Square Garden 3 times.
We don't count that.
Doesn't matter. You want to talk about debuts, I'm going to get technical on your ass.
Okay, then you can get technical.
But still. He just did, but anyway, Outsiders.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, fuck polka dots.
Fuck polka dots. Alright. So there you have it. That is the great debate for the week. Next week we move to round number 2, Kane versus Isaac Yankem and Ric Flair's WWF debut against the debut of Mankind. Now it's time for Quick Hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits. Wow. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow, fine.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits.
Yep, before we start Quick Hits... I know we'll probably talk about this more after the show when people watch the video. Where the fuck was the Yeti's WCW debut? This thing is fucking hilarious.
You could have suggested it.
I didn't even know about it until this point.
Oh, next time do some research. Alright, Spug, if you got selected to be on a reality show, which would it be and why?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know what? Road Rules. Being serious, because no, that show would have been fun.
It is. I'm not disagreeing with you there. That was a good show. Nothing wrong with Road Rules. All right, Mace. Well, what is your favorite type of cheese?
Don't like cheese.
You don't like cheese?
I don't like cheese.
Why don't you like cheese?
Because I don't like cheese. It tastes like crap.
Even on pizza?
Well, you can't taste cheese on pizza.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
You eat all your pizza out of a cardboard box, don't you?
Yeah, I do order from Domino's.
Well, Domino's, there's your problem.
So, we'll give you pizza cheese as a thing, I guess? Because you don't like cheese. That's surprising. Okay. Alright, Omega, if you had to diagnose yourself with any mental illness, which would it be?
Any mental illness?
Any mental illness.
Trying to think of a good one. God, I'm trying to think of the one that Joker has. Let me always be happy. Then again, I'm also trying to find out the one where, like, you orgasm when you laugh.
Okay. So, which one?
I just want something that makes me happy all the time.
I didn't know being happy is a mental illness.
You can have mental illnesses that stick you in one particular mindset.
This is true.
You know, you've got depression. I'm looking for the opposite.
So your mental illness is happiness?
You know what? If it works...
We'll go with that. Alright. Spock, make a song playlist of 5 songs that sums up you as a person.
Oh, wow. That's a good fucking question. It's a really good question. Sabotage by Beastie Boys. Fade Into You by Mezzy Star. Maggie's Farm, the Bob Dylan cover by Rage Against the Machine, and Soon the World Will Cease to Be by Mona Marth, and Painkiller by Judas Priest.
So there you go. Good choices. Maze, have you ever been afraid to eat cheese before bed in case it gave you nightmares?
You picked a bad theme for this one.
He really did. And to be honest, no, I don't believe so, because I have yet to encounter a food which has caused me to have nightmares.
There you go. All right, Omega, you ordered pizza last night and have been looking forward to it all day long, eating leftovers. You go home and the box is still in the fridge, but someone has eaten all of it and it's empty. What do you do?
I throw out the box and order another one?
You don't go looking for the person who ate your pizza.
It's a fucking pizza. I've got better things to do with my time.
Like what?
Well, I've kind of been doing this fucking marathon thing in my video work.
Video work?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of videos do you do?
That comes at the very end of the show, when it's time to plug shit.
Hey, that's the music. We're done. Plug.
Let's plug have one more question.
No, he had two.
No, I had two.
Don't you know how this works? I always get the last one, even when it's a really lame one.
Exactly.
That has absolutely no funny answer, because Rock wants me to go murder someone over a goddamn pizza.
Because the producer did this 20 minutes before the Eagles game. Anyway. So plug your YouTube stuff, Omega.
Jeez.
Since we are already there.
Yeah, I'm winding down my little Toy Sember thing. 31 reviews, 31 days, and I'm so glad it's over. But yeah, that's over at TJ Omega on YouTube, TJOmega.org for all my big videos, as well as TJ Omega on Twitter and my Facebook page being TJ Reviews, because that's what I do.
And someone stole TJ Omega.
Fucking asshat.
I'll give it back, I promise.
Tomorrow night, live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, it's the Raw Post Show. Thursday night, it's the Rack, live at 11 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, and the unusual. We'll be back next Sunday night for another edition of WTR Sunday Night, Russell Talk Radio Live, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow us on Twitter, at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Maze?
Follow me at the Maze thing.
Dude, we need to get you a hobby.
I have hobbies, I just don't, like, turn them into money-making ideas or actually do anything involving network.
Spug, any shows you want to promote?
Saturday, January 4th, Geo Ministries in Ashtabula, Ohio. The Magnum Pro Wrestling presents Wreck the Halls. It's a rescheduled date from December when we had a giant snowstorm. I will be there taking on Chase Aarons for the Open Division title. Come check me out. Bell time is at 5 p.m. You can follow me on Facebook at Bruiser Schmidt and on Twitter at Bruiser Schmidt.
So there you have it. This has been another edition of WTR Sunday Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Fly, Eagles, fly onto victory, Kinkinens. How about them Cowboys? We'll see you next Sunday night live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, how many interceptions did Tony Romo throw tonight?
None, because he's laid up with a back injury. It's fantastic. Good night, everybody. Wildtalkradio.com